Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Senate Democrats in Illinois have put another couple of budget pieces in place as lawmakers try to get an agreement in by this weekend. Yesterday, the Senate voted 37-21 for both borrowing $16 billion to pay down the state's staggering pension debt and sweeping money from special state funds. Combined, they would generate more than $1 billion for budget needs. The plans are key components of a budget agreement that lawmakers hope to reach by tomorrow. After that, the session would go into overtime. But both measures could have a tough time getting approved in the House. The House also sent Governor Rob Blagojevich small pieces of a budget yesterday, but the much larger and more hotly debated pieces are still being negotiated by House and Senate Democrats. Sean Crawford will have more on the budget process coming up at 6:40. State workers say poor staffing and cuts in health care and pensions have brought contract talks to a standstill. AM580's Jeff Bossert has more on a rally yesterday in Champaign.
About 30 members of AFSCME Local 31 gathered outside a regional office building, one of 40 sites around Illinois hosting informational pickets. The union has been negotiating with the state for 6 months. Staff Representative Rick Prince says they don't expect the benefits of a state lawmaker, simply something fair that doesn't include hikes in health care premiums and mandatory overtime because of staffing shortages.
They're so short-staffed that they're working so much overtime that it gets dangerous. And, you know, they can't do that. They've got a right to have lives with their families and stuff, too. And they shouldn't be so short-staffed that they can't get the job done appropriately. And that's what the state is forcing folks to do.
Prince says staffing problems forced Department of Human Service workers and those with the Department of Children and Family Services to do the work of two or three people. An AFSCME spokesman says they're willing to stay at the bargaining table as long as it takes, but adds it's too early in the series of talks to consider a work stoppage for the union's 35,000 employees. The current contract expires June 30th. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
A spokeswoman for the Blagojevich administration says they're bargaining in good faith with AFSCME. A federal judge says all Illinois school districts should put on hold the daily moment of silence. A Buffalo Grove teenager is challenging the state law that took effect last year. Judge Robert Gettleman says his decision, is based on legal challenge becoming a class action suit applicable to the entire state. Senator Kimberly Lightford, a Democrat from Maywood, sponsored the moment of silence legislation. She says the judge's ruling shouldn't confuse schools.
I would like for them to follow the law as it is, and I understand if that one school district may have apprehensions because the court ruling was within their school district and it affected that particular district.
An attempt to reverse the moment of silence earlier this year was defeated. Lightford admits some schools have quit observing the law for fear of being named in the lawsuit. The Illinois Supreme Court has decided not to hear the case of a DeWitt County man who was convicted in the 2003 drownings of his three young children. The court denied Maurice Legrone Jr.'s appeal without comment. The Clinton man was convicted in 2006 of first-degree murder in the deaths of the children of his former girlfriend, Amanda Hamm. Legrone hoped to argue that the jury in his trial wasn't told that it could convict him of a lesser charge, such as involuntary manslaughter. Legrone is serving a life sentence in prison. Hamm is sentenced to 10 years. 6-year-old Christopher Hamm, 3-year-old Austin Brown, and 23-month-old Kylie Hamm were trapped in a car that sank in Clinton Lake. A group hoping to build a Hindu temple north of Champaign has launched a $3 million fundraising campaign. The Hindu Temple and Cultural Society of Central Illinois showed off designs for a proposed temple at a dinner last night. While a single deity occupies the main position in many Hindu temples, the proposed Champaign temple will be dedicated to three deities. Society trustee and past president Narayana Rao says the god Ganesha and goddesses Sarasvati and Durga were chosen to attract Hindus of varying backgrounds. He says all three are linked to education, knowledge, or wisdom, and that's a theme that was deliberately chosen.
So what I would like to do is to base it on a trait that is common to all of us, no matter where we came from, which language we speak, which deity we believe in. So the question was asked, what is the common trait to all of us? The answer was education, because of education that we received, education knowledge, we are able to come here and succeed in whatever we are doing here.
The temple will be built about 2 miles north of Champaign. The Hindu Temple and Cultural Society has bought 40 acres of land, but only 5 will be used for the temple and grounds. The rest will remain as farmland or possibly a restored natural area. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
6:35 on Morning Edition, and we'll get right to the weather with our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. And Ed, today a day when people will have to keep one ear on AM 580, we hope.
Yeah, that's because we do have the threat of severe weather today, and there's a variety of weather that will likely occur. We'll have thunderstorms, some of which could produce damaging winds and large hail. There's a chance of a few tornadoes in central Illinois. Also, some heavy rainfall. Some places in eastern Iowa picked up over 3 inches of rain from storms overnight, as we have what's called a mesoscale convective system moving across Iowa, and another one of those could form over parts of Illinois and Indiana this evening.
And it will be a very warm day. I see you're calling for a high in the mid-80s.
That's correct. We're going to go above average on temperature, and I don't see it getting cold anytime soon. It appears as we head